The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
In our lead story this evening, I'm joined by Meryl Berry. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm honored.
Thank you so much for taking time for us. So what motivated the Pupkewitz Foundation to make this official pledge at this time?
This year, we are 100 years old as a company, still in business and still trying to do good, not just for profits, but also for service. And for that reason, we just wanted to make an extraordinary event to note, to mark this in our community, in our Namibian community.
How does this pledge align with the broader corporate strategy of the Pupkewitz Group?
The strategy of the group, part of the strategy of the group is that the foundation is funded by profits of the group.
Yeah.
Each year in ever-increasing percentages. And so we need to do good business so we can maintain that idea.
Which sectors or areas of development will the foundation prioritize? Would it be education, health, entrepreneurship, or infrastructure? Maybe you could explain to us that.
Yes. So of the five pillars in which we've been implementing projects for many, many years. Our first that we can think of was 1956 in sports development in swimming. I look at the needs of the country and then I prioritize there. So we have a great need in education and in the health sector. Not that the other sectors aren't also important, because the government has prioritized, for example, arts and culture as an area to develop where people can earn. We have the assets that the country needs, being the infrastructural toilets, things like that, that are needed in order to maintain good health, and then the classrooms so the children are not sitting so much under trees in the rural areas with a inside flexible plastic part or inside of a pen. With how can they study that way? And the fixing of ambulances, we've done 16 so far in the last two financial years. And then clinics. We've also done a number of clinics and we'll be going on to do those types of things. But then also it's extremely important to support our athletes. So we, since 2021, we re-embarked on a new program where athletes were given opportunity to qualify. And we have photos, for example, of those athletes like 5 years ago when they were still little. And now they went to Nigeria to represent Namibia at the CAA and came back with medals. So if they hadn't been given that support, as well as paying for the coaches and representative for Athletics Namibia's flights, they wouldn't have been able to participate. So we need to try and encourage our athletes as well. And here we have a program called Pupkewitz Athletics, which is very popular amongst the youth, where they can see their performances at important competitions. And we have a dedicated staff member to do all of that.
Yeah.
And they just love it. And so it's sort of the sports caught on a lot more.
How will these projects contribute to economic inclusion and empowerment, especially among youth and women?
Yes. Well, 71% of our giving is towards youth and women through the Ministry of Education and Health and some of the other projects as well. So that's a large proportion. And then for example, some of the projects that we do in Ministry of Environment, where we support other NGOs where we don't have the reach, their people have created employment in very, very rural areas to assist in those environmental initiatives. As also, we have projects, for example, one very good one was with a university in Belgium, where it's called the Sandel Project, and the university, the fashion design department, started a project on footwear, and it has about five different in rural areas on all the different continents. In Finland, South America, with the people from the Amazon, our sand people, where there is original footwear, and we assisted to build an atelier, a craftsman's workshop. This has been going now for 6 years. A book has now come out, which they will have a launch of. And those people who were just out in the middle of nowhere without food, not being able to be employed, are now employed making sandals, which companies in the UK have taken up to sell. So it's really a like well integrated with foundational planning. So that would be one on the employment side. We also employ interns, and we intend in our whole company annually. And I'm going to just increase the employment of interns in the foundation, which sort of fell onto the back burner for a while.
Yeah, wonderful. Ms. Barry, I don't want to keep you. Just a last question. Yeah. How will the success of these nation-building projects eventually be evaluated over time?
Well, as the ED of Health said, your foundational nutrition is very important for the development of a child. So this in itself is an idea of impact. Lives are being saved through the research which is being done through Windhoek Central Hospital, Dr. Fenny Shadika, and the research foundations which we assisted to found together with cardiologists. So currently the operations are all done here at Windhoek Central Hospital. Ambulances, for example, will be able to be functional to collect people that need treatment. Every single project is thought through and motivated very carefully and then presented to our trustees and very carefully motivated so that I don't waste money and that it's all really focused.
Ms. Barry, thank you so much.
Thank you too.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.